Yeah. We are hairs, children of God. We are hairs, children of God. Praise the Lord, everyone who is listening to. We are hairs. You are welcome to this inspiring show, a show where we get to learn about various things concerning us as children of God. The most interesting bit is we are heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. And it is a blessing to know that you are a heir to the kingdom of God. Now, my name is Emmanuel Petua, and I would like to take this opportunity to welcome you to this wonderful show that we are on right now for you to know. And it is a great opportunity to get to speak to us about inspiring things. We as children of God, we need to know a lot of things that are concerning us, that are concerning us as the heirs to the kingdom of God. Do you know that you are a heir to the kingdom of God? Do you know your possessions? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know whose you are? You are a child of God and you belong to the Most High King. And that only is enough. Take away everything from me and leave me with one thing, knowing that I am a child of God. I am a heir to the throne of the kingdom of God. And therefore, my daddy loves me. He loves me so dearly. Today we are going to talk about love. As children of God, what is love? We as children of God, we should be in position to know what is love. The perfect definition of love is shown in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, that for God so loved the world so very much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. How powerful, how wonderful that is for us, the children of God, to know that we are the heirs to the throne of God, and that above it all, we have got eternal life through Christ Jesus. Are you there? Have you believed in Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior? Or you have not yet believed in him to be your Lord and personal Savior? If you have not yet believed in Jesus Christ to be your Lord and personal Savior, you are missing out something very, very important. And that is you obtaining the right to become the child of God. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, that for all who have received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. The only way you can receive the love of the Father, the only way you can receive that greater love that is beyond everything that we can compare to, is by you becoming a child of God. That is very simple. For you to dive into and fall into the love of the Father, for you to love the Father like never before, it is only through believing in Jesus Christ to be your Lord and personal Savior. Man, Jesus loves us so dearly. He loves us so very much. And he has done a lot of amazing things to us. He has done a lot of amazing things to us, to see us, to show to us that we are loved. Well, you might be asking, how is that possible? How is that even possible for me to know that Jesus loves me? But we can see that through his attributes in the Bible, the attributes of love, the love that Jesus has to us. One, he says he has loved us so very much that he no longer calls us slaves, he no longer calls us servants, but he calls us his very own friends. That is a greater love. That is a greater love. And above it all, another thing that shows that Jesus loves us is by us looking at the attributes of God. One, God is love himself. The Bible says he is love. And therefore, since his love, he has shown his love to very many people. In the biblical times, we see that he is showing his love to. He's showing his love to the children of Israel by first of all creating Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and there, man, he expressed his love for his people, for his creation, and he's like, you know what, God, take care of my creation, people, human, God, take care of my creation. And That alone is love. He expressed his love. And then after that, he started showing his love to people by forgiving their unrighteousness, starting with Adam and Eve. He told them, you know what, my son, my daughter, even though you have sinned today, even though you have sinned, I am not going to be angry with you. I am going to forgive you. But you know what? There are some repercussions of sin that you are going to pay. But that doesn't show that I do not love you. I love you so very much. Despite of the fact that you have sinned against me, I still love you. And then therefore, what did God do? He took them out of the Garden of Eden. And there he started expressing his love for them, showing them that, you know what? You are loved and highly favored by me. What happened there next? He gave them children. Children are a gift from God to show that he loves us so much. He gave them children. He gave them Cain and Abel. Despite of the fact that Cain killed Abel, he wasn't very angry with him. And then he said, you know what, Cain? Despite of the fact that you killed your brother, I still love you. I'm going to send you out. And he sent him to a far country, to the east of the Garden of Eden. And there, man, a lot of amazing things happened there. There was co-creation. Very many people came out of Cain, and that showed love. He started forgiving from the very beginning up to the next point. He called Abraham. And then he told him, you know what, Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. The father of many nations. And that shows love. That shows love. That shows faith that Jesus, that God had for his children. He made Abraham the father of very many nations. And up to now, we see that love expressed through us. We are heirs. We are an inheritance to what God had planned in the very beginning. So Abraham came in, and then after that, the children of Israel went to Egypt through one man, and then from there, we see God showing his love still to the children of Israel by sending Joseph there to the Egypt. And despite of the hardship that Joseph went through in Egypt, man, God expressed his love there as well. He showed the love that he had for his children by bringing the children of Israel all away from Canaan to Egypt. And from there, they found this prince, they found this prime minister called Joseph, and he was able to provide for the children of Israel. What a great love story. We see a perfect example there that Jesus is always going to remember us in everything. So he's a God who is patient with us in our destitutions, in the times when we feel like things are not moving on well. He still expresses his love for us. His abundant love, his mercies, his favor for his children didn't stop there. Now the children of Israel went into captivity, and from there they started suffering miserably. And then God came in and is like, no way, I am going to raise another one man who is going to come and show my love to the children of Israel. I'm going to send them Moses. And he sent Moses to the children of Israel, amazingly showing the love that Jesus has got for them. He delivered them from their enemies, from Egypt, and took them to the promised land. During the course of the journey, Jesus always provided. That's where the name Jehovah Jireh came out from. And he is called Jehovah Jireh because he always provided for his children in Egypt. He provided them with manna, rained it every day, and the children of Israel never lacked day and night. Every day he fed them, showing his providential power. He provided for them. He protected them. He is always there for them. He forgave them when they sinned. Jesus loved them so very much. And then after that, the children of Israel sinned against God, and he became angry with them. But you know, despite of the anger that he had for them, he's like, you know, way, I am going to send you another person. I'm going to send you another person in the form of Elijah. He sent John to preach and proclaim the good news about the coming of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then at the 11th hour, Jesus showed up through the person of Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus loved us so very much. And then he lived among his people, preached the gospel to very many people. Very many people were changed. And at the last hour, you know what? He did the best and ultimate sacrifice that no man could have done. He died for us on the cross. And you know what? Why he died? He died because of you. He died because of me. He died because of us. And that is the reason as to why we have the perfect love story in the Bible. The love story between the church and the people of God. The love story about the children of God and God. The love story about you. The love story about me being reconciled with God through Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing that Jesus loved us so very much that he did not take the opportunity of him being God and saying, you know what, I am God, I'm going to remain in heaven and I'm going to watch my son die in his sin, in his destitution. I am going to go down on earth and I am going to show my son that, you know what, son, I really love you so very much. You are there and you know you haven't believed in Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior. It is an opportunity for you to experience the love of God. And therefore, today I want to share with you some characteristics of love. What is love? What is this love that God has got for us? It is immeasurable, it is uncomparable, it is despicable, it is unconditional, it is beyond everything that man can ever think of. The love of Jesus is amazing. The love of Jesus is the type of love. Even before I look at the different characteristics, the different definitions that show what love is, I want to express this to us, to know that, you know what, the love of Jesus is the one that will leave the 99 behind, that will leave the 10 million behind, that will leave all the other people behind, and then it will come running after you. It will run after you and will be like, you know what, my son, I am here for you. I am waiting patiently for you. I am waiting for you. I am waiting for you even when you feel you are sinning so very much. I am waiting for you even when you feel like you are unloved. I am waiting for you even when you feel like things aren't moving on well in your life. I am waiting for you even when you feel very stupid. I am waiting for you even when you feel like killing yourself. I am waiting for you even when you feel like your sin is beyond what you can ever think of. Jesus is waiting for us. He is waiting for us, and it is amazing that he is waiting for you. It is amazing that he is waiting for us, and it is amazing that is an opportunity for all of us to come to him accepted, because Jesus loves us so very much. So if you're there and you're feeling down, you're feeling discouraged, you're feeling things aren't moving on well, you're feeling things are not going the way you are planning them to be, you are feeling like, you know what, you are rejected, you are not loved, you are not cared for, you are feeling as if things are falling apart, today I want to bring to you the person of Jesus, the person who is able to do exceedingly beyond and abundantly what you ever think of. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. We are heirs to the throne of the Lord, and we should live like that. Now, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it speaks about the love of Jesus. It speaks about the love of Jesus. If you're there, you would like to read and follow with me, you can open in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and get to know some examples, some way of how love is. And now, very many times we feel like, you know, this kind of love, human has it, but this kind of love, God has it for us. Now, for every character that we are going to see here, we are going to relate it with what God is. Because here the Bible says, verse 13, it says, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging shamble. If I have the gift of the prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Now, what is love? Comparing with God, the character of God being love, this is what God expects us to love. Because this is how God expects us to love. Because He is love, therefore He's showing us His true characteristic. He's showing us that, you know what, my son, my daughter, this is me. This is who I am. I am love. Therefore, love is patient. Isn't God patient? God is patient with us. He has been patient with us for millions of years. Millions of years, whereby we have sinned, our ancestors have sinned, and He has been patient. He has not driven us into death, but He has brought us closer to Him. Every day He gives us an opportunity to live and to repent. You know, you would have died yesterday, because today somebody has died. But Jesus is so patient with us. His loving kindness, His love is patient. Therefore, He's telling us, you know what, my son, my daughter? Know that love is patient. Love is kind. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. Hallelujah. Those are characteristics. Those are big, big examples of us knowing what love is. Therefore, since God is love and we love the Lord, since we love the Lord, then therefore we must express the same kind of love that God has got for us to other people. Because there is no way we can say that we love God, yet we hate our friends, yet we hate our neighbors. Therefore, perfect love is expressed by us loving each other. Therefore, how are we supposed to love? We are supposed to love by being patient. We are supposed to love by being kind. We are supposed to love by not being envious. We are supposed to love by not boasting. We are supposed to love by not being proud. We are supposed to love by not dishonoring others, that is, not respecting others. We are supposed to love by not being self-seeking all the time. You want things for yourself and you don't want anything for other people. Therefore, love should be in position not to be selfish. You get it? Don't be selfish. Like, show that love to other people. Jesus has loved you. Therefore, be contagious. You get it? Be contagious and throw that love to very many other people. And at the end of the day, it is going to bring glory, 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 and honor to the living God. Therefore, we are supposed to love by not keeping records of wrongs. I know of some people, some friends who have a list of people who have wronged them. You know, Isaac wronged me on this day. He stole my money. They have that record. And again, there's another time also when he abused me. They have that record. Then another time also they did this. They have that record. Oh, others even keep it into their hearts. And at the end of the day, you see a person moving with a lot of baggage on themselves because they have kept a lot of records of wrong of the people who have wronged them, and at the end of the day they lose a lot of peace. But that is not love. Love is it never keeps records of wrong. So let's learn to forgive. Love is forgiving. Love is forgiving. When you sin against me, I'm going to forgive you one time. I'm going to forgive you two times. I'm going to forgive you three times. I'm going to forgive you seven times. I'm going to forgive you as much as 490 times in a day. Isn't that powerful? Somebody can't sin against you 490 times a day. Maybe. I don't know, but God requires us to forgive 70 times. So forgive, because love is forgiving. If you love your neighbor, there is no way you're going to tell me that you love God if you do not forgive. And remember, unforgiveness is a very big baggage. It's a very big baggage that when you carry for a long time, it will put you down. It will tear you down. It will tear you apart. And others end up even killing themselves because they are unforgiving. Anyway, next time we shall talk about that. But today, learn to forgive. But if God manages to forgive us more than 490 times in a day, then why don't we forgive our friends? But the Bible says, forgive that you may be forgiven. So forgive that you may be forgiven, but also forgive because Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and that you should know. Sunday school, we used to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so, Jesus loves me, this I know. And therefore, since we know that Jesus loves us, we should come to a place in our life whereby we love all the time. Remember, love keeps no records of wrong, and love never fails. So when you love, you love. When you love, you love. And when you love, you love. Just continue loving and loving and loving and loving and loving. Show that. Be generous. Love is generous. Be generous to the people around you. Christians, hairs. Let me call us the hairs of the kingdom of God. Don't be selfish. Don't be too selfish. Totokola ngaluno lugero lwa baganda. The baganda say akanyama katono katereka munkwawa. Make sure that you don't keep what you're having in your heart, in your armpits. But love the Lord and love the Lord always. Love the Lord and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those are two greatest commandments. Since Jesus loved us, we should love too. We should complete that loving story. But above it all, the Bible says the only way that I can know that you love me is you believing in me as your Lord and personal Savior. Therefore, dear friends, if you're there and you've not yet believed in Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior, I want to give you this opportunity. You want to experience the love, the unfailing love of God. I want to give you this opportunity to believe in Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior by you repeating after me this prayer. Say, dear Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. And I come to you, the one who loves me so much. Love me. I want to be your child today, and I believe in you as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It is a powerful prayer that you have made, and find in a church, find a loving church. Come to Namugongo Pentecostal Church, where we are one, where we love the Lord, where we are diligent, and above it all, we serve the Lord. Come and be part of the fellowship that loves and loves unconditionally. Thank you so much for listening to us, and may the Lord bless you, and see you next time. I leave you with this loving song. We are hairs, children of God.
This is NPC Online Church. You are welcome back from We Are Airs, hosted by Mr. Pitua Emmanuel. More is coming, so please don't go away from the station. We love you so much. We are Power of Faith. We are daughters and sons.